Hickman Roofing, how may we help you?
Hi, is this Luther?
Hello, Mr. Hickman. Can you hear me, sir?
I do.
Hi, Luther. Luther, this is Paul. I'm calling from Local Splash. Happy Friday. How's your day going?
It's going okay, Mr. Paul. Good to hear from you.
Absolutely. I know that that you spoke with Mary yesterday, and you wanted us to call you back today to kind of get you a little bit more information regarding both Google Verified and Google pay-per-click ads, right?
Okay.
Did you have any questions, though, for me at this point?
Basically, no, not any questions. I'm sure that once you do your thing, that's going to answer a lot of my questions,
Sure, of course.
But I guess I don't know the difference between, you say, what's the two options?
So one is Google AdWords or pay-per-click ads. Now, we are a Google Premier partner, so we offer all of the different services that Google can offer. Now, with Google pay-per-click ads, it's a flat monthly rate of $300. That's the budget that we would manage for you. The clicks are maybe $5, $10. If we can get them lower, we will. It's our job as a Google partner. You know, we're trained and certified to use all the tools and techniques at our disposal to get you the highest ad rank and the lowest cost per click, kind of more bang for your buck. You'll appear just below the very top of the page. In fact, the only thing that appears higher than Google pay-per-click ads is Google Verified ads, and I'll talk about that in just a second here. Now, with Google pay-per-click ads, like I said, it's $300 on a month-to-month basis. You can stop it or pause it at any point in time. If you decide to do Google pay-per-click ads and Google Verified, you find out one's working better than the other, we can shift the funds towards the one that's working or pause the one that's not working. But we'll typically run about 6 or 8 different ads for you, kind of targeting the most profitable search phrases, the services that you most want to provide. And of course, you have Facebook ads already with us. This is going to be a little bit similar, although different in many ways. I mean, obviously, with Facebook, you're having those ads pop up whether someone has searched on Google or not for your services. With this, people are searching for you already. They'll see you in the local map, that PAC result, and they'll see you as well right above the map, which is the Google pay-per-click ads. And when someone sees you on that first page twice, you get not twice as many phone calls, Luther. You get like 5 or 6 times as many phone calls because people see you there. They see you again. They say, this is my guy. They look at your website. This is definitely my guy. They pick up the phone. They call you. Right? So there's a huge benefit to adding either Google pay-per-click ads or Google Verified ads, or even both. Now, with Google Verified ads, it's a little bit more like, say, Thumbtack or Angie's, where it's a pay-per-lead service, not a pay-per-click service, but it's still very different than those services because with those, your lead is a phone number. The phone number or lead you get goes to your competitors. With this, it's direct phone call. It does route those through
the number. So you say the pay-per-click. What did you say? I'm getting information of the people's phone number?
Yeah, no, with pay-per-click, you'll get phone calls directly to you. It is going to be someone who sees you in the pay-per-click ads. Everything we do is designed to get your phone ringing. We don't have a service, even Google Verified leads, where you're paying per lead. You don't get a phone number. You don't get, like, the customer's information and a phone number. You have to chase them down. That is like Thumbtack or Angie's. Even with Google pay-per-click ads, you're still getting phone calls directly to you. It's just going to be another place for you to appear. Sometimes it says sponsored next to it. It used to have a little green square next to it that said ad. It's just another great place for you to put your business. We do target the top of the page. There's usually 2 or 3 at the bottom as well, but we only target the top of the page. That's where most people look. So the Google pay-per-click ads, like I said, it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis of exactly $300.00. It bills once a month for that amount. And then it's our job to manage those ads. You'll never pay a penny more. Now, with go ahead.
And I don't mean anything, but okay,
go
so ahead. On this okay. Pay-per-click,
a lot of
you say that people's looking at where? The internet or they searching?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll be looking specifically on Google. Google pay-per-click ads are specifically for Google. Now, we're also doing search engine optimization for you, which gets you on the first page of Google, Bing. You've got all these other destinations and directories, Yelp, etc. Now, with this, it's specifically to get you more phone calls from people who are searching on Google. You know, the local map is already a great place to be, but adding Google ads, our businesses see a higher return on investment. And of course, you know, obviously the, with Google ads being on that first page, it's kind of like one hand washing the other. You know, you get a little bit of preferential treatment from the search engine optimization standpoint when you're also doing other Google products, because they do work together and Google says, well, this is a valuable customer, so the processes are streamlined. So whether you add Google pay-per-click ads or Google verified ads, it will give you a boost with the local search engine rankings, meaning you'll be found farther and for more keywords. I know it's a fairly young account, so the two of these working together are definitely going to help you. Now, the other option is Google Verified. It used to be called Google Guarantee. It is still also called local service ads. That's still, you know, a valid synonym there. But with that, like I said, you get calls. You get calls directly to you as well. Every service that we're doing is going to get you more phone calls. So even though Google Guarantee is not pay-per-click, it's pay-per-lead, it's still phone calls. It does route, though, through a Google phone number, meaning that the AI is going to make sure that every lead is a qualified lead. I don't know if you've ever tried something like Thumbtack or Angie, where you get a phone number, you try to call, nobody answers, and that's still supposed to be a valid lead. With this, it has to be someone in your service area requesting a service that you want to provide. And then, of course, it has to be, like, you have to either give them an estimate or schedule an appointment to follow up with them in person. Otherwise, you don't pay for the lead at all. Now, when you do pay for the lead, it's $44 per lead. Now, it will typically convert higher than Google pay-per-click ads. Like I said, the pay-per-click ads are like $5 or $10 per click. Still very valuable, but with this, it's $44 per qualified lead, meaning it's not just a click on your website, it's someone calling you directly and specifically, and the Google verified section attracts a higher paying clientele, someone who has at least an idea, and maybe not the exact specifics about why those businesses are there. But Google is basically endorsing your business. It used to be called Google Guarantee because they would actually come out of pocket up to $2,000 for any complaints against you. They don't do that anymore, and they've rebranded it as Google Verified. But it is still a very coveted spot, and most consumers know that the businesses there are at least vetted, and that's exactly what would happen here. Google outsources the vetting process to either Evident or Pinkerton. Pinkerton, you may know, from cowboy movies, right? Now, they want to make sure that you have the right licensing, the right insurance, and that you have no felonies. Mary said she already asked you that. So you don't have any felonies, at least not in the last 7 years, right?
Correct.
And then you do have the registration certificate from the Kansas Attorney
yes.
General, right? That's really all you need.
Yep.
And then you
yep.
have at least $500,000 in general liability insurance, right?
Yeah, I'd have to look at the policy, but I know the answer is going to be yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I know the answer is going to be yes also. I mean, you're a roofing contractor. That policy might be $1 million or even $2 million.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I have never talked to anybody who actually had liability insurance but didn't have the minimum requirement. That is usually a very low minimum. So I'm sure you would qualify for that. The vetting process takes anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks. It's usually 3 or 4 weeks. You get the application right away, and then as long as you can get the supporting documents within that first week, you know, that vetting process takes a few weeks, and then you're paying the $44 per lead. Now, Google wants you to prepay for the first 13 leads. It's kind of like a gas card. You fill it up, and then you use it afterwards. So you would pay, in this case, $574. That's your 13 leads. Now, you may not use all of those leads that first month or even second month. I mean, as a roofer, you get a lead, you get a job, it might take some time. You just pause your leads. Some of my clients only use about four or five leads. Let's just say for simplicity, you only use one lead, right? The next month, you only pay $44. You kind of pay just what you used the previous month just to top it back off to that $574. Yeah, so you're always kind of making sure that there's 13 leads in that piggy bank because you may need all of those leads. In fact, if you need more leads before the end of the month, you would pay, you know, an extra $44 per lead. But Google kind of figures 13 leads is about what most businesses need. If they don't need them all, they can pause them, right? So all you would pay for the Google Verified would be, well, normally it's $250 as an application fee, but you're a client of ours and Google gives us these $50 vouchers that we can use for these types of things. I'd be more than happy to apply one of them and take $50 off of that application fee. It would just be a one-time application fee of $200. And then once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when you prepay for the 13 leads. So if you wanted to do both Google Verified and Google Pay-Per-Click ads, the $200 for the application fee and then the $300 for the month of Google Ads, you'd be looking at $500. You can add either or both of those right now. And then, of course, you can always pause them at any time. You know, obviously, this is just meant to get you more phone calls and more jobs.
Hey, let me ask you something, because I'll be honest with you. When you start talking about the pay-per-click and you talk about the map, my attention went over to me searching for our company on the map, and it's not on there. I'd seen it recently where they had us on the map, but it wasn't in the right address. But anyway, would you explain to me one more time about the pay-per-click? You say, oh, somebody's Googling for roofer near me or siding guy, and then what happens? A page comes up?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, most people don't know who to call when they need something, and they just go to their smartphone. And then the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors are the ones that get more phone calls. So it could be on Google or it could be on Bing. And if they're typing in roofing contractor or siding installation, you know, any of the keywords related to the services that you provide, you're going to be one of those top options that people see right there on that local map or that PAC result. So you'll already be on that first page. I mean, the account is just 3 weeks old. We're talking about Wichita and obviously a bigger city with a lot of competition. So I'm looking at the metrics here, and the account is performing quite well as it should. And it is a platinum package, so it's not the bare bones package, but it is for first page placement in the local map of Google and Bing. There's, of course, some additional directories. There's Facebook ads, et cetera. So I know that Mary was having a good conversation with you about how things are going, certain things that we're doing right now, and even a couple of things that you can do on your end to kind of help us help you. But she did definitely want me to reach back out to you and kind of see if you wanted to add either Google Verified or even Google Pay-Per-Click ads or even both.
Okay. So, but the pay-per-click, you say it is a 3 to 6 week process of getting started with that, huh?
That would be for the Google Verified, the pay-per-lead. You pay for the application fee, and because it is such a coveted spot, there's a deeper dive that Google does for the background check. You know, there's a little bit more of a deeper vetting process. So it'd be great to get that going now because there is a little bit of a ramping up period. For the Google pay-per-click ads, I mean, they want us to say 7 to 10 days to get your ads up and running. It's usually less than that, especially in this case, since you're already an active client of ours, the website's active, we're already working on the account. I mean, that you might even see up and running, you know, by the end of next week, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can see right now that I can, because I like working with y'all. I ain't gonna lie to you. My phone rang today, And I got a job on the Facebook campaign that,
I'm
you know.
Glad to hear that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And what happened, so I know that y'all going to help me. But when I, one thing I ain't going to lie to you, I'm looking at is it's December the 15th. And Christmas is in 2 weeks. And winter's coming to Wichita. And ain't going to be much roofing going on like after Christmas. That's just a fact. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
Got a little bit of math in this. But we want to do siding jobs too through the winter to pay our rent. So not a problem there. I know y'all going to have us hyped up on the siding. So that still keeps me in the ball game. And, yeah. So, but the, pay per clicks, that's a $300 budget. And then you say the other one is basically $44 for a verified lead. Okay. I'm just sitting there thinking, we're definitely going to do something. I'm not going to do it right this second. I ain't going to lie to you.
Okay.
I'm going to go and talk to my partner and just get it clear with him. But, yeah, that's where I'm at, sir. I do. I'm going to do both of them. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to do both of them. Because like you said, the $44 lead system, I can pause it. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I like that. That's how I roll. So I want that, and like you said, it bleeds in the bank. Because as soon as I get ready to work in 3 weeks, boom, I turn it back on. Yeah. So with that being said, let me talk to my partner, and then I will be ready to kind of do something to get started, you know, Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, Monday or Tuesday. Absolutely. What time should I call you? Maybe about the same time, a little earlier?
That's right. I like this time right here. You could call me on Monday. It's going to be a rough day. Monday's always rough. I hate doing anything on a Monday because it's Monday.
Okay. But you still want me to call you towards the end of the day?
Yes, sir.
I sure will do that. Luther, always a pleasure.
What can I expect? What are we going to be doing on Monday?
Well, you know, on Monday, I mean, you know, honestly, we can schedule a follow-up call. If you're doing the Google Verified, there's a separate client interview. It's an onboarding interview. I mean, you've already done one with us. There would be a separate one for the Google Verified. Now, if you're only doing the Google pay-per-click ads, I think we can go with what we have right now. All the information we have is already there. But then we are going to send you a couple of emails that you know how things will be tracked and what you need for that information there. But it should be a pretty quick phone call on my end if you're ready to pull the trigger on that. I just put in a couple of notes here and message a few departments after the call. And like I said, if it is going to be adding Google Verified, then you know there's going to be that client or on they call it an onboarding call, but it's basically a client interview. Now, I do want to, just answer any other quick questions that you might have at this point, but I definitely am more than happy to answer any questions that you might have, or you or your partner might have, when we speak on Monday.
Well, let's just get back together then Monday, my friend.
Okay. Alrighty. Sounds good. I am going to send you an email with more information about what we talked about today. Okay. Specifically, the Google Verified and Google Pay-per-click ads.
All right.
And still the same email. Still good. Eat.sleep.roof.repeat. Okay.
Correct. That'd be the best one. Yep.
All right.
What's your name?
My name is Paul. Absolutely.
Okay.
I always enjoy speaking with you. We spoke about 3 weeks ago. But I'll get that email right back out to you. You have a wonderful day and enjoy the weekend.
Okay, Paul. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Luther. Take care.
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye.